Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Welcome back to Bad Examples, guys. Woo! We are extending last week's episode to this week because what we found is that girls are so insecure in relationships, and most of the problem is the strippers. I don't know why, but girls have such an issue with strippers. So we are literally talking all about strippers from men, from a stripper, from girls who are concerned about them. We are addressing the problem because we've learned that insecurities is mostly for the strip club, and we don't know why, but we're here to solve it.
We're like detectives.
We are. It's like
Detectives Trey and Jay.
Dick Tracy, please.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'll take a round of applause for that. Dick bend, Tracy. Bend. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, we are trying to solve this mystery.
We just don't get it. We don't fucking get it. Corey and Denny are allowed to go. So we don't understand. And we're trying to get
crack
in your minds.
The case.
We're cracking the fucking case right now. We want to investigate the files.
Wine right over.
Yeah, we want to know all about why guys are not allowed there. Like, can we talk about really quick, like, why mm-hmm. you think your man is so hot that, like, a stripper would want him? Like, Corey's smoking hot. Okay, no stripper wants him.
Yeah.
I know that. They don't want him.
I know
they
what
have,
you mean.
They usually have their man at home. And they're here working for bills. Like, they're not like, oh, I'm so hot that I come to strip so I can get other girls' guys. No, they're like, I have to pay the electric bill.
Like, most of your men do not look like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Your man is not Bradley Cooper.
Your man is not.
Your man is not Channing Tatum. He's some average Joe from the middle of your fucking state.
Is not
and nobody
George
cares.
Clooney.
Nobody cares about
your
him.
Man, your
I'm
man
glad
is
you
not
think he's
Chris
hot.
Pratt. Your no. man is not any of these men. Like, no, girl.
He's
when they
not
walk
Thor.
Yeah, unless your man is Thor.
Yeah.
Don't, if you're dating Thor,
don't
let
him
go
to a strip club. Do not let Thor go to the strip club because everyone wants Thor.
But
so
I think some of us like need perspective. Like, yes, yeah. I'm attracted to my husband. You're
Denny's
attracted
gorgeous,
to Corey. But, like,
but he's not going to get every stripper at the club
no.
to divorce their, me- their
we,
men.
We walk into a restaurant. Girls aren't taking their panties off and throwing them at
no.
him. Like, it's just not
like,
happening.
Like, literally, girls are not having sex with Corey on the counters when we go out to dinner. Like, they're not that into him. Like,
have some perspective, ladies.
He's a gorgeous guy, but even they don't want him. Girls,
yes.
and your guys are probably good. Looking, we're not doubting that. Let him have some air, or he will be going out and looking for something else.
Yeah, that is true.
Let him breathe. Get him a fucking inhaler. Let him breathe. This is crazy to me. You guys are so uptight, and you're pushing him
away
into the
and
arms
into
of
it,
somebody
yes.
else, and it's not a stripper because they don't want him.
Thank you. Oh my god, if anything, the strippers might be a little excited that like a semi-attractive guy comes in, because usually the regulars are like
gross
old men,
dirty
but like
Steve's.
They're just like, oh, tonight's gonna be a little better than the night
by
before.
The way they're naming him some like code name in the back and they're talking about him before they go on stage, like they're
oh,
all making fun of every guy
here.
Here oh yeah, the guy who doesn't brush his teeth is here again. Like, they're all making fun of him.
Yeah. And I, listen, we're not trying to bash you guys. Like,
we're just trying to get into
I get
your psyche.
It. You're not alone. That's why we're having this episode. There's bajillions of you around
We've
the planet.
So many messages.
Yeah.
Endless calls.
We just want to like get you on our level where you feel safe and comfortable enough to allow these things to go down. But we also want to see, like, if you are that insecure about it, like, has
why
something
are you
happened?
Insecure?
Yeah, what happened? So we're going to take some calls today. We want to talk to the girls. We want to talk to the guys. And we want to talk to a stripper. So
call in.
Stay tuned for all of this. It's going to be good.
It's going to be a shitstorm.
Hi, Brittany. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
You're from California?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
By the way, we're obsessed with your number. 969 is awesome.
Oh, I've had that number since I want to say high school.
Wow. High school. It's the coolest yeah. number in high school.
So, okay, let's get a little bit of your backstory here. So you're getting married in 5 months. Congratulations.
Congrats.
And your fiance wants a bachelor party, right?
Per usual.
Yes. And we literally just talked about it last night with my best friend.
Oh, okay. And has he told you what he wants to do?
Well, yesterday, you know, we were talking about the wedding and the bachelor parties, and he told my best friend, he was like, you got to make sure you give her a bachelor party, a bachelorette party. And she's like, oh, yeah, for sure. And then I immediately looked at him, and I'm like, no strippers. And he's like, okay. He's like, well, what about a titty bar? And I was like, well, I don't know.
That's like, amazing. This is the coolest call ever. What about a titty bar?
Yeah, he was like, whatever. Like, he was trying to, you know, negotiate. And my best friend's like, just let him have strippers. Like, it's his last, like, his last.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what does that mean? Like, no.
And it's his last time to have tits in his face without you being severely angry about it because you're his forever.
How old are you, Brittany?
I'm 31 and he's 32.
Wow. Okay, you guys are about the same age. You graduated. You lived your life. You're together. How long?
We'll be together 6 years next month.
So he did his 20s already. He's not, like, being revengeful.
Yeah.
He's not like, oh, okay. She swooped me up at 20. Like, I didn't even get my single years out. Like, he got his years out. He's literally just trying to have a good time. His boys, like, when guys get married, our reaction is, oh, my God, let me see the ring. A guy's reaction is, oh, my God, let's get your fucking bachelor party lit.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
It's so true.
Exactly.
And, like, that's all. He doesn't really care. It's his guys
like,
who care.
I just want to say, also, it's kind of like a rite of passage.
It is. It's what happens. And it's really not even him. Like, he's just trying to go along with his guys. But, like, if it were him, he'd probably just be on, bro, let's go on vacation together. Let's have some fucking drinks and beers and whatever. But, like, his guys are enforcing it. So he doesn't want to look like a pussy. So he's like, bro, it's fine. Yeah, I'll ask my girl, whatever, blah, blah. But, like, you have to remember that you saying no means that he has to go back to his friends and be like, she
I'm
said
not allowed.
No. And, like, you haven't even tied the knot yet. So that's setting him up for, like, oh, bro, like, when we want to go out, we have to ask her. And then you're immediately the bad guy.
Exactly. Because my best friend was like, just let him go. Like,
yeah, she's right.
Let him have his fun.
What is the harm of having boobs in his face? Like, is there really a harm of it? He's not going to be hooking up or fucking her. He's literally just having some fun and being like, guys, this is celebration of my marriage to my wife. Like, this is the last thing I'm going to be able to do before I have one girl forever.
I'm even depressed about it.
Yeah, it's like in a weird sadistic way for you because he's celebrating his last time before he's never going to do this again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because the next time he has a pair of titties in his face,
it's going to be yours forever until they're sagging to the friggin' floor. So, like, he's just trying to live.
He's very, like, yeah, and he's a hard worker. He's a good provider. Like, I've never had to, like, go through his phone. Like, he's not the cheating type. It's just, I think what worries me is, like, when you're out with your friends and you're drinking and it's your bachelor party, like, what if, like, he has the player best friend?
Okay, so let the player.
Everyone has a player best friend. Here, we're going to play a game. It's called Know Your Man.
Yeah, ready?
Know Your Man. Okay. If your man provides for you, know your man. You could trust him. Has he ever done anything in the past, ever, to make you not trust him?
No.
Know your man. Is he, I mean,
has
he
ever gone out?
To you.
And
you're getting married.
Over him going out.
No.
Know your man. You're dating, you're about to marry a really, really good guy. And for him being that good guy, he deserves this moment.
And
to
like
shine.
I said, I don't think this is for him. I literally think it's to please his friends because guys get excited for bachelor parties because the wedding is so boring to men in general. They don't have excitement. The girls are like, oh my God, the wedding's gonna be so exciting and blah, blah, blah. Like, the guys are like, bro, the bachelor party. Like, that's all that matters. It's really a reason for his guys to go out.
Brittany, you want to get your man horny? Tell him that he can go to the strip club. It'll blow his mind.
Yeah, like, I want you to go to the strip club and get
then
really
say,
fucking horny
and
then
come home
and
fuck
me. He will die.
He'll be like,
what? Like, he'll be like, all right, guys, we got to wrap this up. Let's go home.
Well, we already tried the pop rocks thing, so maybe.
Girl, you're such a baddie. This is why I love our baddies, because pop rocks or die.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't care if you have strippers, like, go have fun. But it's just, you know, guy strippers are different for girls.
Ew.
Like,
yeah, they're the worst.
Ew, I'd rather go to a girl strip club than a guy strip club.
Yeah.
I'm not about a guy strip club ever.
So it's different for girls. But now that I've talked to you guys, like, you know, I mean, I trust your guys.
Listen, we're not forcing you.
Listen, Brittany, I want you to listen to this whole episode.
But, like, you guys made me feel really better about it. Like, you're right. Like, I have nothing to worry about and just let him go have fun.
Know your man.
And...
This is the thing. You're not even married yet. Okay, you're not even married yet. You don't want to start putting restrictions on your marriage before you're even married so that he will be like, I have to hide things from her. If he's like, babe, I want to go to the strip club with my guy friends, and you're like, have a good time. I'll see you when I get home. I'll be here in lingerie. He'll go out, have a few beers, look at some tits, and come home and be like, damn, like my girl was waiting for me when I got home. Like, that's all he wants, is to chill with his boys at a strip club. Like,
and Brittany, can I tell you the beauty of marriage?
It's because it's cheap.
When you do get married, things do change.
You have more power.
You have more power. You have more control. So, like, let him in. It really is. There's a reason that this tradition
is so important.
It's important, yeah. And it exists because when you are officially married, like, it's weird. All of a sudden, things like this become weird because it's like, oh, he's my husband. So yeah.
Right now, he's your fiance, and yeah. That's, like, such a sexy word. So, like, make it sexy. When he's your husband, he's your fucking husband forever.
I love him. Shout out to your husband for being such your fiance,
provider.
For being such a good man. Yeah, like, and even, like,
can we
asking
have his
you,
name?
Yeah,
we won't
name?
Ask your name to pull
his
up your spot.
His name is Abraham.
Ooh, Abraham. Okay, boy. All right,
actually,
Abe, we see,
like,
you.
He was actually right here next to me when you guys called, and so he can hear you, and he's, like, giving the thumbs up, like...
See, this is why men need to be listening to this, because we're in support of you guys. We're here to open women's eyes up to, like, men are really not that bad until you push them to be bad, unless they're dicks, then we'll support you. But, like, if they're not and they're good guys and they're trying to have some fun, like, we're here on we're on team guy. Like,
and Brittany, at the end of the day, it gives you peace of mind, because there is nothing worse than when your man goes out and you're home and you're anxious and you're like, when you have that, like, comfort and trust in yourself, your world with your man will be so much better.
Yeah, you guys will have better sex, better communication, better understanding. You guys will just have a better connection in general if he wants to tell you where he's going instead of hiding it.
No, like, I have you guys on speaker, and so he can hear you, and he's literally twerking in the living room.
Brittany, we hope that you have the best wedding ever. Congratulations on your engagement.
Yeah, you're going to be a beautiful bride. He's going to be an amazing
husband.
Send
us pictures.
Yeah, I love your guys' podcast. You know, I think you guys give the great advice, and I can't wait to get married. I'll definitely show you some pictures.
Yeah, and let us know if he ends up going to the strip club or a titty bar, whatever.
Yeah, we want him to call in, actually. We want him to call in and follow up with us.
I think a strip club's, like, safer than a titty bar.
What's
titty bar?
Titty
sounds
bar?
Like shady as fuck.
Yeah, why it's a titty bar?
Well, he said a titty bar is, like... a titty bar is where there's alcohol served, because
they're just topless. That's it.
Yeah, so they're just topless. So they're walking around topless because at a full nudity strip club, they don't serve alcohol. But
I didn't even know that. And I've been going to strip clubs for so long. So I've been going to titty bars because I've been drinking.
Oh, yeah. So titty bars are where they serve alcohol, and, like, they're just topless.
Oh, let him go to a titty bar then. Because then he wants to drink with his boys. He just wants a beer.
Exactly, because he loves his beer, you know, he loves breweries and stuff. But over here, I don't know if it's different, but over here in California and Los Angeles, like, if it's a full nudity strip club, they don't serve alcohol whatsoever.
Whoa. I don't know, because I was just at one in Atlantic City, and we were all drinking, and
well,
there
Jersey
was
is its own
Jersey
planet,
Jersey's
so.
Its own fucking world. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he's more about going out and having a good time. So if it's a titty bar, I'll be cool, because, you know, like, he's drinking with his friends. It's more of, like, a drinking, hanging out atmosphere.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why guys go, because do you know how expensive it is for guys to go to clubs? It's thousands of dollars. For them to go to a strip club and drink and have a going out atmosphere, it's so much cheaper. It's like, what, $50 for them to get drunk? Like, it's just a chill spot for you and your boys. That's really what it is.
Yeah, Brittany, exactly. Thank you so much. Shout out to Abraham.
Shout out to Abe. We love you.
Thank you, guys.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye,
Batty. Bye.
She was sweet.
She's so sweet.
And I really believe that he's literally just trying to hang out with his boys. Like, if his boys had been like, bro, let's go to AC and get a table and blah, blah, blah. Like, he would have been like, yeah, definitely. But they suggested the strip club, and he doesn't want to look like a little bitch. So I don't blame him. Like, yeah, bro, wherever you guys want to go, I'm cool. Just throw me a good
and
party.
Think about it. Abraham's like, damn, I've been so good this whole relationship.
Yeah,
like,
he's like, I don't even get one night.
I don't
night.
Deserve this. I'm going to make love in this club.
Where'd you hear that song? How long has that been? I can't.
Hi,
what's your name?
My name is Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Where are you from?
Hi. I am from London, Ontario.
Oh,
Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is awesome.
How far are you from Montreal?
I think about 6 hours.
Oh, okay. I heard it's the sex capital of the world. That was like, I learned that like last week.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you don't want your man going to the strip club, right?
Yeah.
But you also said that you don't trust him. You lost your trust for him because he's done fucked up shit in the past, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little more about that?
Okay, so there's like a long like backstory to it, but basically to sum it up, we have a kid together. Right after I had my son, he basically tried to cheat and later found out it was one of my friends who basically catfished him because she wanted to see like if he was going to be loyal or not.
Best friend ever.
Yeah, so basically she was at my house. Originally when they were first texting, he was having dinner with his parents. And then he said he was going to the club with his friends, which I was like, okay, because like he went out a lot of the weekends anyways, which was fine at first. I was like, okay, cool, like go hang out with your guys, whatever. And so she asked me, she's like, oh, do you think he's the type to cheat? And I'm like, I don't think so. Like, we have a kid together.
He's never cheated or done anything before.
Yeah, so then I was like, okay, then. And then she showed me the messages, and she's like, well, like, he's planning to meet up with this girl he thinks is some girl. Like, she made up this whole story that it was a girl he met at the club before and whatever. And so he came home from the club at, like, 3 a.m. And I was like, oh, like, how was the club or whatever? And he's like, oh, it was good, you know, nothing really exciting or whatever. I'm like, oh, did you meet up with anybody after? And he's like, what do you mean? And so she uses name Roxanne or something, and I was like, oh,
great name, fucking great cheating name.
And the face that he made was priceless. Like, it was like that, oh shit,
heck, busted.
Yeah, and so then he's like, oh, like, you know, it was nothing. Like, it's just this girl that, like, I met at the club before. I'm like, you're full of shit, because, like, it was like, okay, I don't trust you. And then he, to make it worse that, like, he had tried to do it, was that he blamed me. He's like, oh, well, you're not sexually attractive anymore. You gained weight from having the baby.
Don't even get me started with this, like, shit.
Oh, yeah. So I was, like, almost, like, I was on the verge of, like, done. I was like, no, you know, like, if that's how you feel, like, I'm good, like, I can go.
Wait, are you still with this dude?
No, right now we're not. Like, he still lives in the apartment because we, by sheer, I don't want to say bad luck, because babies are not bad luck, but I was on birth control, and somehow when we slept together, I ended up pregnant again.
Oh.
I know. So, yeah.
It happens. But, happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've caught him lying multiple times.
Yeah.
Even though you're the mother of his children.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the prime example of, like, when me and Tracy are, like, try to say, like, let him go to the strip club, let him do this, let him do that, you should trust him.
These are examples.
This is the guy that
you don't trust.
You don't let to the strip club. Like,
yeah.
He got his strip club privileges
revoked.
Stripped. Yeah, stripped.
He's in purgatory. He's in purgatory right now.
Yeah, like, no, like, you, like, this is when you shut it down. And, like,
and this is the thing. Yeah. You shouldn't even stick around. I know you have a baby together and it seems like the right thing, but, like, your friend literally caught him and he straight up lied to you.
And he's these still
are
doing
reasons,
it.
And yeah, these are reasons that you'd honestly be so much better off as a single mom, because guys don't really bring much to the table in helping with babies anyway.
Exactly.
And by the way, any fucking man that has the balls after you bring his son into the fucking world, mm-hmm. and after your body goes through fucking war every day for 9 months, to have the balls to tell you about anything about your body, they honestly don't. I mean, it, to me, that is a line that has been crossed that, like, there's no coming back from, because he doesn't respect you or what you've been through or what you did for him and your family.
You're basically a factory to him, and you just make his kids, and then that's it.
Could
he
you
can
imagine
speak to you
if men had to go through what we do? The world
first
would,
of
we
all,
be populated.
Let me explain how headaches work in a man's world. They think the fucking world is crumbling down. Earthquakes, tornadoes, natural disasters are happening. They could never do what we do.
Yeah. No, 100%. It was more traumatic for me, I guess, because I was so young. Like, when I had my son, he's almost 5, but I was 18 turning 19 when I had him, and he was 27.
Oh, my God. Well, what is he doing with you that he's 27 and you're just a baby?
And who cheats on, like, a little 18
sweetheart? Yeah, like, little baby sweetheart.
You should be so lucky you're with this young,
yeah, you're like, with some, like, young hot girl who's not even in college yet who's choosing you. Like, you're fucking washed up.
Yeah.
I just, like, so this is, like, the know your man game.
Yeah.
Like,
has he cheated?
I want to say no, but a part of me believes yes.
Okay, so know your man.
Know your man.
You think he has, so there's like a 50% chance he has.
We know he lies.
Does often. He lie to you?
Yeah.
Know your man.
Know your man.
All the time.
Know your man. Okay. If he's going to lie to you about like...
about little things. Like,
that's even worse. Because if he lies about big things, it's because he's trying to not make you mad. If he lies about little things, it's you're lying to me about this. Imagine what else you could be lying about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're an example. We are fully trying to help you guys, but keep fucking up and we won't help you.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to let you be able to go to the bar with your guy friends and go to a strip club and have fun with your friends and not have her guys night. But you fuck up like this and then we're on team girl.
Yeah, we switch teams.
Yeah, we're switching.
It's that fast.
Yeah, switch hitters.
So at the end of the day, it comes to know your man. And honestly, girl, like,
you
it
have sounds to do like the checklist.
You do the checklist.
Know your man checklist.
Know your man.
Yeah.
I think after you just get caught lying a bunch of times, like,
it's
you,
done. First of all, the girl's checked out. If you lose a girl's trust and
it's over.
Lying, it's done. Because she never comes back from that.
Is it possible to get win trust back? Like, what has to happen for that to happen?
You need to never go out, constantly cater to her, show her your phone voluntarily.
Feet rubs.
Never take your phone. No, never take your phone to the bathroom. Never take your phone when you leave a room. You leave it there.
Yeah.
That's when she knows she can trust you. When you wake up in the middle of the night and she's on your phone, you don't say, oh my God, give me my phone. You say, what's up, babe? Do you want to lay? You want to cuddle? Because you see her on the phone, you're not worried about her being on your phone. That's earning back trust.
So I actually told him he has to move out.
Okay, girl.
Yay.
That's how baddies do.
Just because I don't want, like, I have a son already, and I don't want him to think that that's the behavior of, like, how you treat, like, someone you love.
A fucking man. That's right. That's so right. And you know what? We had Ramona Rizzo on our show from Mob Wives in the first season, and she said this. She said, like, you know, your first instinct is to work it out, but, like,
it's not always better for the kids.
It's not always better for the kids. So we think you know, you're doing what's best for you and your family. Like,
because if you're scared for your kid to not ever know a happy marriage, imagine how much worse it is for him to know an unhappy marriage.
Exactly.
Or an unhealthy partnership or an unhealthy mother and dad situation. Like, whatever it is.
For boys, I feel like it's so important, especially with society now, for, like, boys to be gentlemen and to not be, like, the douchebag guys that we see now.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, listen, thanks for sharing your story with us. We really appreciate that. And
no problem.
I think it's going to help a lot of women, like, kind of like, you know, the know your man game. Like, it's very helpful. So thank you, and keep us updated, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
That makes me so sad because you could just tell she's so unappreciative.
She's unappreciated and she's frustrated. And that's why I support her decision to not let him go. Honestly, I wouldn't even stay with him. Be like, yeah, okay, you could go to a strip club, but we're fucking done.
Yeah. Yep.
You can go. Do whatever the fuck you want because honestly, I'm better off without you. I don't need your goddamn help. I'm a great mom. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Let's do a commercial break and then we'll be right back.
Yeah. Sounds good. We have to go talk to a few people, interview for questions. Wait till you see what we have coming up.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Oh, let's talk about Care Of. So Care Of is subscription vitamins.
This is my favorite thing. Me and Jessica took the kids to different activities, the park, Liberty Science Center, the movie theater. And what did we take? Our energy shots.
Yes.
Our vitamin shots. They're basically like healthy pixie sticks. They're so delicious, and we are addicted to them. I have them in my purse at all times. It's sickening.
What's awesome about Care Of is that, you know, even when you start taking vitamins, I know you are not good at keeping up and refilling your bottle or learning what you need. And Care Of is so easy. You literally go on their website and you take an online quiz. And the quiz is going to ask you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices. It's literally 5 minutes. And it gives you personal, scientifically backed recommendations for vitamins, protein powders, and more.
It can be really hard to remember to take your vitamins or supplements, but making it easy is throwing it in your purse and going into the car and being like, oh, I forgot to take them. And they're already pre-packaged that says your name, waiting for you to take them with all the things that you need support from.
And me and Tracy always talk about their powders, and now Care Of has protein powders and individual packets for on-the-go.
I didn't even know about this.
Yes, for all your fitness goals and dietary preferences. And they have vegan and vegetarian vitamins, which is freaking awesome because, dude, as a new vegetarian, I didn't even know that, like, you had
things
to,
that you have to do.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing. I was like, wait, all vitamins, like, are not vegetarian.
Yeah.
So
weird.
Yes.
They give you Care Of rewards points, basically. So you have to track your progress with the app, and then you can earn rewards as you take your vitamins. Like, what's cool. A better incentive?
It's like children, like, take your vitamins.
Here, baby, take your vitamins. And I feel like I'm like, oh, okay, I'm doing so good.
And we have a special code for you guys today, obviously. For 30% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter badexamples30.
30% off your care package. You go to takecareof.com, badexamples30. You are getting cutest personalized packaging of vitamins, which you need to live to your door. You don't have to do anything. You barely have to remember to take them because they're all idiot-proof packaging.
Yes.
It's great. You guys try it out. It'll help you so much. And there's nothing better than vitamins.
Okay, so I hate wearing bras. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Do I need to wear a bra? Facts. Yes. Do I hate?
I don't, but I don't mind a good bra. And if I find a good bra, I buy a lot of them.
I hate them because I hate the underwire.
But that's why I like Harper.
Yes, Harper Wild, guys. So these bras are made to hold your ladies, but to be smooth in all the right places.
It's like seamless.
Yes,
almost.
Great
word. You know what it is? Like, you know when you see the wire through your shirt? That's
yes.
So annoying. It's like so tacky. I love the fact that Harper Wild is like a smoothing. It smooths the back also. So like mm-hmm. where you kind of cut in with your back, it smooths that for
and
you.
And then like, you know how like you're just, you need a bra for every day, like picking a bra for your everyday outfit.
It's not like a push up when you're trying to look sexy. This is like the most comfortable bra you'll ever. It's basically a sports bra, but like semi-sexy. Like
yes.
You can still get away with being cute in it.
And it comes in all of these like skin toned shades that you don't have to think twice. You just grab a bra and you go.
It's not a black bra popping through a white shirt.
Yeah.
It's easy peasy.
Harper Wild bras were designed with you in mind, with smooth, supportive coverage that looks good under any outfit.
My favorite thing is my What's My Size, the fit quiz. They do like, they freaking customize your bra. Like,
yeah, everyone thinks you have to go to get a that, good, like,
I just so gonna annoying. Say that. Yes. When you go there, first of all, it's weird enough that this woman is like all up in your boobs with like a measuring
and
tape.
And they're always like 80 years old and it's yeah, like awkward.
Why is that? Let me tell you, it's so much easier to have this fit quiz because it measures you without having to have this old ass woman up in your tits. Like, this is what I'm saying, is that Harper Wild is affordable.
It's affordable, yeah.
It makes a difference. It literally contributes to lift women up around the world. A portion of sales and membership goes to educational programming for girls 6 to 18 through 82 local organizations.
It's time to start lifting your ladies with Harper Wild. Go to harperwild.com/bad examples and
to lift those girls.
Promo code bad examples to get 15% off your first purchase. So, like, you could revamp your entire bra collection with Harper Wild. It's pretty awesome. Go check it out. That's HarperWild, WILDE.com/bad examples, promo code bad examples for what? How much off, Trey?
15% off.
Okay, let's talk about Lola. I love all these like women, like stuff that's
what
like good for us.
What skeeves me out the most is that FDA does not require tampons to release half the stuff that is in
the ingredients.
It's disgusting. I feel like you might as well be shoving garbage. Like, it's disgusting.
Guys, shocking. Lola is a female founded company. Does that surprise you? Like, finally women caring about women. It's not men designing tampons.
First of all, men should not have, they should not be buying them for you. They should not be designing them. They should not be using, like, it's disgusting. So the fact that men are designing regular tampons and not by women who understand how the female body works is disturbing.
Listen, if we care about the ingredients in our food and the beauty products we use, why shouldn't the same be said for the feminine care products we use? I mean, it's way more personal.
It's 100% organic. There's no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. It's not giving you infections. It's not giving you, it's just, I can't even think about all the things that tampons do to you that are so disgusting. But this is literally pads, liners, everything is PBA free, plastic applicators, environmental friendly. You guys, this is just the way you should be taking care of your monthly flow.
Yes, and Lola is a subscription box that's fully customizable, so you can choose your mix of products, your absorbency, your number of boxes, and the frequency of delivery. So, you know, if you guys are weird about, like, buying tampons in the store, I mean, okay, sometimes it can be weird. There might be a cute boy at the register, like, especially if you're living in a state like fucking Kansas. Maybe it's the only boy in town.
Yeah.
He's, like, the hottest guy in your high
school. It's like the football player is at, and you're like, oh, my God, he knows that I wear super jumbo tampons. What's happening? I just have a heavy flow and a wide set vagina.
So Lola gets delivered straight to your door in a discreet box. So, like, your neighbors aren't going to be like, it's that time of the month, sweetie. No. Like, you're good. And that's what I really love about Lola. They've really checked off all the boxes for how women think. They're gynecologist approved and hypogenic. And with every one of your purchases, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S. That is, like, my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, my favorite.
Because the fact we don't already supply women, why it's just like,
first of all,
with tampons,
we don't ask to get our period.
Yes,
the fact that we have to buy and spend our own money to take care of something that should be funded by the government, right? I feel, because this is their fault.
Yes, this is their fault. God, imagine if men had like their periods.
No,
they'd be,
they would find,
they'd have them on the football field.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Be everywhere.
All right, we're gonna hook you up with Lola with the promo code here. Whoa, 40% off all your subscriptions.
Jesus,
visit my,
it's like free.
MyLola.com and enter bad examples when you subscribe. Yeah, 40% off. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. Guys, you're getting 40% off all subscriptions. So visit MyLola.com, enter bad examples when you subscribe. You need to be taking care of this. Stop shoving chemicals. It's disgusting. Hi.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. What is going on?
Not much.
So we're talking about strip clubs this episode, and I wanted you to share your point of view because I thought it was really interesting. You know, because there's all types of women. There's women that let their man go to the club. There's women that don't let their man go to the club. But what is your take on strip clubs, that you don't want him going without you, right?
Whoa.
Yes. So
first of all, that is so hot. You have a great relationship right there.
We have our ins and outs like everybody else.
No, I meant sexual relationship. That's a great relationship. You're taking, he's going with you to the strip club. That's a great sexual relationship.
Oh, yes, 100%. Like, we are on the same page there.
Do you like going because you like going to see the girls, or do you like going because you like seeing him turned on by them?
So, both.
Okay, good.
I think are so hot, and I love seeing, like, what they can do. First of all, it's super athletic, and I'm always impressed by what they can do, and I'm always asking for pointers.
It's a fucking sport. But should be a high school sport.
Oh, my God. It's awful. Like, I don't know how they do it. I'm out of breath by watching.
I could barely climb my stairs, let alone a pole.
Yes. So you were saying like that, though, that it can be hot because you can kind of see the type of shit that he's into and take notes. And then when you get home, it's like all that pent up sexual energy.
Because you know he can't fuck her. So you know that if you go with him and you watch him with them and like you get home, like it's on.
Right, exactly. Like, I can see, like, I know my man. I've been with him for 10 years. I know when he's
know your man.
Know your man. Know your
We've
man.
Been saying that all episode.
So I know when he's like, this bitch is hot, or I like what she's doing, or that outfit's hot, and I take notes. And even, like, if I see a girl that he's into and he's putting up money, I'm going to conversate with that girl, and I'm going to become buddy-buddy with her, and he's going to think that's even hotter.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. She just cracked the code. Drink. Jenny is a fucking genius, you guys.
Jenny the genius.
Jenny the genius.
You're super understanding of the fact that he can look at somebody else and not, that doesn't mean he wants to be with that person. He's just admiring, just like you are.
Exactly. Like, you're with someone long-term and married. Like, I know I don't want to see anybody else, but you're with someone hot, and you should be able to be like, that girl over there is hot. Like,
I agree.
Or that guy is a good looking guy. And he's the same way. He'll be like, that's a good looking guy. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. Handsome.
I mean, this is another take on, you know, if you're maybe uncomfortable of your man going, like, go along with him. I mean, there's all different ways to keep your relationship, like, keep him happy and keep you happy. You know what I mean? Like, if you really can't get past him going alone.
But I also love, like, teasing the fuck out of him by being like, let's get lap dances, but you can only sit and watch. And then,
whoa, oh my God. Jenny the genius.
Jesus, Jenny.
Jesus, Jenny.
Oh, Lord.
We think you're awesome, Jenny.
This was brilliant.
Yeah, thanks for sharing this with us. This is going to, like, help our listeners a lot.
All right, guys, we have a caller who just called in. His name is Chris, and he wants to give us his opinion on the male version of strip clubs and how he feels about it.
Yeah, so, like, what we want to know is, like, you know, women are, they have this, I guess because they don't go, they have this vision in their head of what happens at a strip club.
Yeah.
But, like, you're not going there and leaving, like, are all your boys leaving with strippers? No, it's not happening.
No, it's more of a place to bond with your boys. You know, the way I look at it, I don't look at it as a place where I'm desperate to, you know, get a woman's attention, where I need to pay a woman to come to me and touch me, and I have to pay her for that. It's more just to bond with my boys, not to for a cheating aspect or, you know, nothing more than that. It's really just, you know, and hang with the guys and feel like a man, you know?
Yeah, like, I feel like, all right, looking at girls, it's one thing. You're going to do that at home anyway. So, like, if you all your boys and some of them are single want to go, like, what's the harm in going?
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. That's the way I see it. I mean, it was never something that I felt like I had to be at. It was more of
maybe like a special occasion, a bachelor party,
like especially
like
a
that.
Bachelor party. Like, you guys are celebrating like the last lap dance before he's married. Like, is anybody really getting hurt by it? I don't see it. But these girls are not letting their men go.
I mean, you know, the way I see it, if they're not letting the men go, it's just a sign of insecurity. Because,
whoa. Yeah. See.
You know, that's the way I see it.
So, okay, if your girl gave you a hard time and was like, you're not fucking going to your boys' party, you're not going to the strip club, if everyone goes, you better not go. Like, what's your status on that? Like, where do you go from there?
I mean, I would think that, you know, that they, you know, they don't have faith in me. They don't, you know, they're questioning, you know, how I feel about them. I mean, it has nothing to do with my, you know, my needs for it to be with another girl. It's really just more about just being a guy and hanging out with the guys and celebrating being
a
guy.
See, that's my thought on it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think, again, like, you know, women, they're just, maybe because they don't go. So in their head, they have this whole scenario, like, of what goes down. And it's really,
I feel like they think it's more like a whorehouse, like a brothel. Like, everyone's, like, running around, like, getting their dick sucked in front of everyone. Yeah. Like, it's not like that. Like, you even have to, like, get a girl to, like, get her attention
it's
to even
work.
Come over to
you.
Like, you're fucking working extra hard, and you're paying for the work that you're putting
and
in.
And these girls don't want to go home with you. Like, going
out,
like,
there to, like, entertain you to
working.
Get your money, and then they're done with you. Like,
then their job is over.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, the majority of those women that are at that strip club working and doing that, that they're looking you at you as just number and money to, you know, mm-hmm. to feed their, you know, their family. You know?
Yeah.
So it's that's the way.
You're the job.
It's the job. That's all.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, thank you so much. I just wanted to justify because I feel like girls are like putting their men on leashes and embarrassing them for no point. Like it's just crazy.
It is. Thanks for having me.
All right, no problem. Thank you for listening.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi. Thank you so much.
We just have
a few questions. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let me set this up for a second. So Tracy and I have been trying to find a stripper or like someone who used to strip to give us like a little
inside knowledge.
Yeah, we want to know what it's like to be a stripper and like what really goes on. So, you know, the big thing we've been talking about this whole episode is that women are like so insecure if their man goes to a strip club. So we're trying to like reassure them that like
we're trying to debunk the theory.
Yeah, we're trying to debunk the theory
and just
that
prove
like you as a stripper, you're not trying to find like a man at work, right?
You're just there to work.
Yeah, I was just trying to get my bills paid.
Girl, we're all just trying to get our bills paid. If I looked better naked, I'd be a stripper. Like you guys have life figured out. You don't have to talk to any of them. There are guys there desperate, willing to give you money. Like, I feel like I've missed out on my calling.
Sad.
Did you have a stripper name?
The thing that people don't realize is, like, it's not the young guys. Like, it's not, all right, like, no disrespect, but, like, it wouldn't be Corey who's going in there to get a girl. It's the old guys who are like the married 30 years who are overweight and don't get no play.
The losers,
so,
yeah.
I mean, like, they're the ones who were coming there to be like skeevy.
Yeah.
But let me ask guys. Let me tell you, what about like a bachelor party comes in? Like the bachelor party comes in,
no,
they leave.
They're just coming in to have fun.
Right. Oh, this is what we're saying.
Everything.
This is what we're saying.
It's not for cheat or anything like that. I mean, I've worked, let me see. Let's say I worked in Atlantic City, Pleasantville, Houston, okay, San Antonio.
Girl. Oh, so
Austin.
You know. So it's like all over the map. It's pretty much the same. The old guys are coming in.
Yeah.
And
the old guys are usually the regulars.
And yeah, they're the regulars.
Right.
But
do you guys have the people we're worried about.
People that walk in and you're like, oh, this guy's here again. Do you guys have like nicknames like Saggy Face is here again? Like
Pencil Dick.
Yeah. Like, yes, do you guys have nicknames for people?
Yeah, we all have, yes.
See, this is my point, is that you guys are making fun of the guys that are coming in there. You're not there to steal anyone's man, and this is what the girls have a problem with. They think that these guys are going there to, like, be with you. You guys couldn't give a fuck less about these guys coming
in. First of all, it's so funny because guys are like, oh, you can't make a hoe a housewife. Well, strippers have the same theory. Like, we're not trying to pick up a husband.
Right.
We're there to do a job. Half the time, we don't even really want to be doing that job, but it's quick, legal money.
Right.
So it's like you can make, like, $2,000 a week.
Right.
Wow.
First of all, you're not even a hoe. A hoe is somebody who's sleeping with people for money. You guys are stripping.
Right. Chills, Trey.
You guys are doing basically in bikinis what we're all doing on the beach for free. We're walking around. Some of us are
dancing
on the beach.
Or on Instagram for free.
Or on Instagram, we're putting it out there for free. You guys are getting paid for it. You're not sleeping with anyone. You guys are not crossing the line. You're just literally walking around in a bikini and guys are throwing money at you. I wish I was doing that. I'm doing it on the beach for free.
Women who are like, oh, I don't want my man to go to a strip club. They're really insecure. It's something
that's like the
themselves.
Word of the night. It's like amazing to me. That's what we keep trying to say.
Yeah. Because if you were secure with your relationship, like outside of like personal religious belief, like some people are like, okay, you're supposed to shield your man from
that.
Right.
That's totally different. That's like a religious thing. I don't
totally
fuck with
different.
That.
Right. But if you're just like,
a jealous
bitch. Just like bitching.
Yeah.
Then really you're going to push him to want to do something when his mindset wasn't even there to do.
Right.
Like,
so
he
if
just
he's
wants to go
if he's
to
trying to go
fun.
To the strip club to hang out with you, right? You have no interest in him. And if she's pushing him and being like, I don't want you going here, and she's pushing him farther and farther away, he's going to take it from you, who's an innocent flirt, to an escort where he's actually doing something with them. That's what the reason
that's,
is. These girls are pushing their men into...
So,
right.
Sorry, I wanted to ask, did you have like a stripper name? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I had a few of them.
I would let's hear them.
I
let's
want
hear
a stripper name. Yeah, let's hear it. Our
I want to hear yours. Go.
So, you guys have been to Atlantic City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've been to strip clubs in Atlantic City.
Okay,
I could have met you
I don't
before.
Know if you remember, I think we're the same age, but I'm like 37. So I'm from Jersey, but I live in Texas now.
Okay.
So
okay.
When I first started dancing, I was 19
okay.
or 18. I don't remember. But anyways, I used to work at this place called The Playground.
Yeah.
And
that's such
I don't
a great name
remember.
For a strip club. What a great name.
I know. It had like swings and stuff. It was legit.
What?
Cool. I mean, yeah, it was pretty cool. But anyways, my name there was Peaches.
Wait, that's what I call my child. My daughter's name is Peach.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my middle child is Peach.
Oh my God.
It was Peaches, and then it was Renee, my middle name at one place.
Okay.
Jade at another place.
Oh, that's also my child's name is Jade.
Just...
My homegirl was like Vita or some shit.
I want to come up with a stripper name. What would my stripper name based on my look, and then what would Jessica's stripper name be?
We need good ones.
Well, your name would be Cakes because of that.
Cakes.
Jessica's name would be Sweetie.
Oh, Sweetie
Cakes and Sweetie.
I would call you Kitty. Cause you're like
a
little cat. She's like a little cat.
Yeah, Kitty's good. I like it.
So do me a favor.
Be your signature move, though.
Oh, there you Tracy would twerk.
Easy twerk. It's so easy. That like hard arch of the twerk. Yeah.
Here I got to tell you something.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We want to know everything.
Each strip club has different. All right, so like in Houston, all they want you to do is the whole time is just twerk. So by the end of the night, your knees are like. Legitimately bruised. And then in Atlantic City, it's like they like all the pole work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I'd fail in Atlantic City. I have zero upper body strength.
I truly failed, but like I flourish like a bitch in Houston.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd live my best life in Houston. I would live my whole best life in Houston. I've been to Houston. My friends JR and Lauren live out there, and they own a few clubs down there. And when I go visit, like, it's like a whole nother world out there. And like the club life is no joke in Houston. Like, I'm obsessed with it out there. They have the best time. Nobody fights. Everyone has it's like the 90s when people used to go to clubs and everyone just wanted to have fun. Now everyone's fighting every 2 seconds. Like, Houston just is another like world to me.
Peaches,
it's crazy down here. I mean, it's like night and day from Jersey to Texas altogether. It's nuts. But yeah, you would bank in Houston. I don't know about you though, Jess. You probably do better in San Antonio with the Mexicans.
Cause she's tiny. Cause she's itty bitty, and the men are short there.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I think she's got the look that them cholos like for real.
That's so funny. So wait, what kind of guy would go after Jess, and what kind of guy would go after me?
I think the grandpas would love me.
The Mexicans would be all. You know those kind of guys that were like, "Hey, blue shirt!" Like,
they yell at me that when I'm like walking my kids in a stroller. They yell that stuff.
Yeah, that's Tracy all the way. But you would get whistled at. And cat noises.
Jessica. That's hysterical. Wait, so like there's like legit, you guys have like categories of guys.
Yeah.
When they come
sure.
in, you know, like who's going to come after you, what kind of guys bring the best. So what kind of guys are paying the most money?
The old dudes.
The
for
old
sure.
ones.
That's what
I'd go.
I love those dudes.
Yeah, because you think about it, like the older you get, the more established you get. So their their wives ain't giving them.
They're getting zero
they're
play.
Right, and they don't have any kind of, like, bills, just their houses are paid off, so they have money to... I had one guy spend, like, his whole entire mortgage, like, 2 months worth of mortgage.
I am in the wrong fucking business. Like, when am I going to wake up and be a stripper? Like, I need to, like, get my mind right, because I'm not making enough money.
Corey like that time? You were supportive?
No, he would kill me, but... I'm fucking in the wrong business. You guys are making so much money. It is stupid.
It's well earned. It's well deserved.
Yeah, you guys are
for dealing with these idiots.
Work. I think it's more of like dealing with these fucking fuckboys than like actually like dancing. Like, it's not the work of dancing. Like, I'd put a fucking headphone in my ear.
Bad.
No, it's just the like the bullshit you got to put up with of these guys. Like, they're creeps.
Peaches, I have a question.
No idea, they're disgusting.
There you go. So Peaches, take us inside of a bachelor party, okay? Because let's I just want to pretend I'm one of these girls, and we were saying before, like, I think girls, they don't go, so they don't understand what it's like. But explain what happens at a bachelor party, that when you see guys once and you don't see them again, you know what I mean?
No, you're not. Unless people are doing, like, private parties at houses. I don't know nothing about that life. But in the strip club.
Yeah,
like,
what
okay,
goes on?
If we're backstage and you're getting ready before you're even going on, and the girls are all talking.
Right,
like,
this is
hey,
what I'm
there's
saying.
Two bachelor parties tonight. Who's going to do it? And you team up. Whoever, you know, looks best together. Whoever body types go
and
together.
Do you usually put do you usually do like a really light skin and really dark skin to like appeal to all the guys like needs, or do you like put like the white girls together, like the Spanish girls together, like the big butts together, the big boobs, like, or do you split it up?
It depends. It's a mix, but it depends on your audience.
This is brilliant. Like, this is the breakdown that the wives at home don't understand. This is why we wanted to debunk this. It's because
we are not trying to take your man.
No. First of all, you guys don't want a guy that's going to go to a strip club and spend that amount of money to take home with you.
Right. And half of them have dudes that drop them off at the door. Like, yo, go get that. Call me when you want me to pick you up. Like, we're not trying to get your man.
There you go.
Like, there's lots of guys that drop their girls off, and like they're in there like, yeah, we're going such and such over the weekend. We got to pick up my daughter, so I need to make like 500 tonight. Like, they're not. It's all gold.
It's
everybody's trying to take your man.
Clout.
It's a job.
Yeah.
It's a job.
All right.
I mean, it's
this
to some
awesome.
Not respectable, but it
no,
is a
no,
job,
no.
And
fuck that, because there's girls hooking up with guys and friggin' club bathrooms for free.
Well, you know
that
what,
are little whores more than strippers.
I think,
that I know.
I think Instagram has really brought a new light. I mean, I see regular girls butt naked on Instagram every day.
When,
like,
I was younger and like I was making no money
and
before Jerseylicious, I wanted to work at a strip club bartending because I was like, listen, I don't have to do anything. I'm bartending anyway. Yeah, like
I
didn't want to actually do the stripping, but like working at the bar, like you get mad money at the bar. And, like, I really considered it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
I started off as a beer girl at Delilah's Den.
Oh, my God. I used to go to Delilah's Den with all my friends. That's so funny.
Yeah. And then
I think Corey used to go with his boys, too.
The strippers were making. And I was like, what? I could do that.
That's so funny.
They're coming off the stage. Like, they can't keep their ones off of them. You know what I mean? They'll fall everywhere. That's another thing. In Houston, you get, like, so in Houston, you get a lot of at Club Onyx, you get a lot of athletes.
Right.
Yummy.
And you have so much, like, you'll have two girls, and you're like, all right, let's go to VIP. And all you're doing is twerking, and you have trash bags of money. Like,
what?
And you gotta go in the back and pour it out and split it off. It's crazy. It's insane. I want to say a bad night, like, one night is probably $500. That's a bad night.
It's amazing.
And I'm out here, like, real working, making not $500. You
right,
guys have it figured out. You guys have figured out life.
Well, I'm retired because, you know, I'm living that wife life now. But
well, yeah, because you've just made all the money to now be retired. Are you kidding me? You're retiring before union guys, lawyers, doctors. You're retired, and you don't even need to stress it anymore because you did your part. You put in the work, and then that's it. You moved on.
She's peaches and cream now.
Peaches and cream, yeah. Creme de la creme.
So big up to all my dancers out there.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, shout the girls out. Woo!
Thank you so much
this
for like
awesome.
Giving us an inside peek to this,
yeah,
because
sure.
we
you have no
wanted
idea
to know
how many girls needed to hear this.
Yeah,
like, so
it's
many.
Gonna
we can
help
messages.
A lot of women.
I love y'all, so y'all are doing great.
Thank
so
you.
Part of it.
Thank you, Peach.
You.
We love you.
We love you, Peachy.
Bye. Love y'all.
Wow.
Fucking
do you know? Can
awesome.
I just tell you something? Oh, a huge focus of this conversation
Seriously.
Was money. Money,
that
money,
was
money,
all
money,
it's
money,
about.
Money.
This is what I'm telling people. Like, the girls that are fucking worried, like, be worried that your man wants to spend money there.
Yo, if your man's there on the regular, then he's one of those old dudes.
He's a
and
creep.
He's
They're
a creep.
Making fun of
but
him.
But if he's going there one or two times with his boys a few times a year,
they don't even see him again.
They don't
never
even
see him
again.
They don't even give you a nickname because you don't even matter.
And I got chills when she was like, yeah, a lot of these women, like, their men drop them off. Like, oh, we got to bring our kid to school on Monday. He needs, like, lunch money. Like,
yeah,
crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that also takes a confident man to let his girl do that. Because
listen, your girl's beautiful. You know guys are staring at her anyway. Like, send her out there. If she wants to do this, like, let her do her part. Like, she wants to pull her weight money-wise. Like, let her pull her weight. Why is it, like, there, men are looking at her regardless. So let her help pay for the rent. Let her help pay some bills. Like,
this has been the fucking
crazy money.
Craziest episode. We've talked to a man. We've talked to insecure women. We've talked to a stripper. I think we've debunked a lot of things. And I think the purpose of this episode was not
let your man live,
not to bash you guys, not to, if you're one of these women, we're trying to help you. We're trying to, do you know how much life is better and easier when you can breathe and you're not insecure?
Weight off your shoulders.
We talked to every person we talked to said it goes back to the fucking insecurities, and it does.
We learned two things tonight: insecurity and money. That's what it comes down to. It's one of those two things. If you are not letting your man go to the club, it's because you're insecure. The women who are working at the club are there for money. This is not coming together. There is no strings attached to any of this. The girls that you're worried about are there for money, and the girls that are worried are insecure. Like, it's, there's zero connection. The men involved is the center point. They are the common denominator of the two, and why you hate the strippers and why the strippers hate you. Because the strippers are mad that you're giving them a hard time, calling them hoes and this and that. You're at home giving it up for free. At least these strippers are not hurting anyone.
Strippers, if they go out just to the bar, wherever they are, get your shit together. Get your relationship together, and things
will
be okay.
Most of them are in relationships anyway.
And get your self-esteem up. And if you have a guy that's bringing you down and your self-esteem is that low, it's time to leave. That's it.
Oh, my God. This has been such a fucking episode,
this
man.
Has been an episode of the depths of hell.
Snack of an episode.
What did we learn today, Tracy?
We use the word insecure a lot.
Yep.
Know your man.
Know your man.
And strippers don't want you. No. Even if he's hot, they probably don't want you.
Girls just want to have funds.
They just want to have funds.
You know, we want to thank everyone who called in today.
Of course, we want to thank Dimly Wit for having to edit this shit and listen to all these stories.
You know what,
poor Alan.
Would love to know for the next stripper episode
if Alan goes to strip clubs. Wait, no, fuck this. The next time we're taking Alan to a strip club.
Wait, should we surprise call him right now?
Let's call him right now. Let's call him and be like, "Will you go to a strip club with us?" And ask his fiance Tutu. She doesn't think we're being weird.
The dongle.
Hold on, guys. This is so exciting for us. Hold on. This is so shady. He's going to hate us forever.
Sneak attack.
The future
Alan.
Mrs. Waters is like, you're not producing that show anymore.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, baddie daddy.
We have a really important question for you.
Okay.
What do you think we're calling about? The equipment?
I'm assuming
that. Nope, you'd be wrong. Will you, Alan Waters, come to a strip club with us?
I mean, yeah.
Yes! Will the wife?
Yeah, we need to have the wifey come too.
She is in Vermont until September.
Bro, it's a dry spell. Okay. Is she okay with us taking you to a strip club?
Probably. I mean, I'll ask her.
For sure.
See,
okay.
Well, that's the right answer, by
what
the way.
What a good
I'll
man.
Good
yeah.
man.
Know
your
man.
Know
your man. Okay, Alan, we're going and we're getting you a lap dance and we're going to have fun and we will watch him. Don't worry, wife. We got him. This is for research purposes only.
Thanks, Alan.
No problem.
Bye.
He hates us so much. Remember,
I just hung up on him the most awkward call ever. He's like, okay.
Remember when Alan was like, yeah, sure, I'll produce your show. He's literally right now looking back and being like, what fucking degenerates I work with.
I'm sweating.
Actually sweating.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Dimly Wit. Thanks, baddies.
We love you.
Cheers.
See you next Tuesday at the strip club.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.